Agents of Change.
In the brightly painted streets of the lively and bohemian neighbourhood, Coyoacan, forward-thinking and revolutionary epicentre of Mexico City, Frida Kahlo, the iconic Mexican artist, lived. Beneath the cobalt sky and rainbow bunting stood the iconic Casa Azul, the house in which an unapologetically opinionated, fiercely sharp and vivacious Frida grew up, against the backdrop of the Mexican Revolution, a bloody 10-year battle that eventually led to a monumental political shift from a dictator that centred around greed and capitalism towards a more liberal and socialist attitude valuing the ordinary Mexican and indigenous people. Guillermo Kahlo, Frida's father, instilled within her his fighter spirit as a sufferer of epilepsy. He did not let it stop his work or prevent him from providing for his family. He worked as a photographer and Frida was his assistant. He allowed her to live a different life to the mundane domesticity that was usually assigned to women at the time. As he secured a job with Porfirio Diaz, the dictator prior to the revolution, he could send Frida to the prestigious National Preparatory School in San Ildefonso. She was just one of the 35 girls that attended out of a total of 2,000 students. Here she could explore new ideas and join the Cachuchas, a gang of free-spirited intellectuals. Frida was no stranger to pain and suffering, which her artwork often depicted. At the age of 13, she contracted polio, meaning her right leg was shorter than her left. She still plunged herself into every sport at school, running, boxing, wrestling and swimming. This determined instinct carried her through the rest of her existence. However, at the age of 18, her life would drastically change forever. While she was riding a public bus, it collided catastrophically into a car. Frida was hurled to the front of the bus and a handrail pierced her broken body through her pelvis and spine. She would be forever marked mentally and physically from the trauma. She had to stay immobilized in hospital for 3 months in a full body cast, and even after, she never fully recovered. She suffered immense pain for the rest of her life, and the accident left her unable to carry a baby. Although the accident severed her body, she excelled in her paintwork. As she lay immobile in a hospital bed, she painted her body cast, lavishly decorating them in bright colours and images. She continued to do this throughout her life. She would transform the cast she used to support her spine into reputable pieces of art. She channeled her pain into beauty. The wounded deer shows Frida's face on a stag that has been pelted all over with arrows. Paralysed and unable to move, she lies helplessly, but even within the depths of physical and mental pain, Frida manages to create a masterpiece. Her collection is often referred to as a visual diary or inner monologue. Her inner consciousness pours onto the canvas. Henry Ford Hospital is a depiction of one of the many miscarriages she endured. Frida shed light on exclusively female issues that in the time would have been considered taboo and controversial, such as breastfeeding. Frida refused to be shaped by gender roles and be subservient to men. She would dominate any room with her witty and brash commentary. Her trademark monobrow and untouched top lip hair is an interesting juxtaposition with her traditional feminine Mexican wear. Long, vibrant dresses and floral hair accessories, which honoured her nation and the lower class workers that wore this style. She lived as a chicarada, or strange girl. She was not straitjacketed into being a good Catholic wife and childbearer. Her tumultuous marriage with moralist Diego Rivera, who was 20 years her senior, was another source of pain for Frida. They had a toxic kind of love, marked by numerous extramarital affairs and wild, furious tempers. This fierce amour was expressed in her artwork with pieces like Frida and Diego Rivera. Although it was an unorthodox kind of relationship, Frida yet again embodied a refusal to fit the mould. She was openly bisexual and had affairs with both women and men, and was not ashamed of her sexuality, which would have been alien at the time. One of her affairs was with Russian communist Leon Trotsky during his exile in Mexico City. Frieda was a fervent communist for all of her life. She dreamed of revolution and change for the lower classes. She championed her Mexican heritage in a world where America and imperialism dominated. Although her artwork rose to fame in the subsequent decades after her death and during the 1960s and 70s, when she was reincarnated as a feminist icon, she famously stated, "Soy mi propia musa," I am my own muse. Frieda overcame overwhelming adversity to pour her soul into the truthful images she created. She was brave and lived how she wished in a suffocating conservative society, and fought for change and equality, despite her personal battle with agonising mental and physical injuries. This is Lydia Patrick reporting from Derby, UK, for the Agents of Change podcast. For the world goes where we take it.